The war in Iraq is also a deeply personal issue for two congressional candidates in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia. But these men have opposing views on the war. Democrat Patrick Murphy is the only Iraq veteran serving in Congress. He wants to bring the troops home within a year or a year and a half. His likely Republican challenger is former Marine Tom Mannion, whose son was killed in Iraq last year. He wants the troops to stay for as long as it takes. Joel Rose reports.
On a chilly winter day, Tom Mannion introduces himself to voters in the parking lot outside the Shop and Bag grocery store in Richboro, Pennsylvania.
Nice to meet you.
My daughter Anna and my son Harry.
Hey Anna.
Hey Harry, how you doing?
Tom's running for Congress.
Mannion is gathering signatures to get his name on the ballot. This is his first campaign for public office after a successful career at Johnson & Johnson and 30 years in the Marine Corps and Reserves. Mannion says he decided to run after his only son, Travis, a Marine lieutenant, was killed by sniper fire last year outside Fallujah.
I lost my son over there. The last thing I want to see is 5 years down the road, we have to send in more young Americans under a great deal more risk to get the job done.
Mannion rejects the idea of a timetable for withdrawal. He says U.S. troops need to stay in Iraq until the country is more stable.
We've got great momentum now. We've got to get behind leaders like General Petraeus, who's getting good success on the military side. Now we have to really pressure the government to step up.
U.S. policy in Iraq is likely to come up a lot in this race. The incumbent, Democrat Patrick Murphy, served in the war before winning election to Congress in 2006. He writes about both in his new book, Taking the Hill, which is part memoir and part position paper.
Do you want to sign it or do you want to sign it to a certain person?
Just sign it. That would be wonderful.
At the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia, Murphy is the one giving out signatures, not collecting them. He says he'd like to see more veterans in Congress, just not Tom Mannion.
I respect him, and his son is a hero, but we have a fundamental difference of opinion with Iraq. I believe in a timeline, 12, 16-month timeline, to bring our troops home so we can refocus back on al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. But we can't do that if we're still refereeing a religious civil war in the middle of Baghdad.
Patrick Murphy is the first Democrat in 14 years to win in this moderate district, where registered Republicans outnumber Democrats. But the race was decided by just 1,500 votes. Tom Mannion is hoping dissatisfaction with Congress will help him pull off the upset this year.
This group down there doesn't seem to be able to get anything done. They don't seem to be able to work across the aisle. Everyone's a good fighter. We don't have enough people down there that want to work on solutions.
That's a charge Murphy rejects. He says Congress has passed tougher fuel economy standards and raised the minimum wage.
What I'm not happy about is that we have not brought our troops home from Iraq. We could not override the president's veto. We tried to override the veto. We didn't have enough moderate Republicans to join us to do that. But we can't give up.
While the war remains the overriding issue for Murphy and Mannion, it's not clear whether voters in the district feel the same way. Political scientist John Kennedy of Westchester University says Republicans are counting on Mannion's hawkish credentials to help them retake the seat, but he wonders if they're an election too late.
I get a sense that, and certainly the polling that's been done indicates that the economy now has eclipsed the war as an issue, and I'm not sure if that helps him so much.
Many voters outside the grocery store in Bucks County say their top concerns are domestic. Nancy Zamborski runs a nonprofit organization that provides affordable housing in the county. She's come to believe that the mortgage crisis is more important than the war.
Sentiments have changed. You know, even those of us who support the troops and support the military are kind of tired with this war and want to make some changes.
For Bucks County voters, it's a debate that will likely play out many times between now and November. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.